If you can't thank God at Thanksgiving time, who you gonna thank? Hallelujah. Man, he's worthy. He is worthy. He's done so much for so many of us for so long, he's worthy. Songwriter said, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all, I just can't hold myself. My soul. Oh, yeah. Sisters and brothers, this is a service of thanks. This is a service of thanks. Because of who God is, what God has done, and what He continues to do, this is a service of thanks. Yes, because God has been better to us than we could have ever been to ourselves. For that reason, we ought to say thank you. The hymn writer. The hymn writer very simply put it this way. Praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. Jesus, blessed Savior, He's worthy to be praised. blessed Savior, He's worthy to be praised. Praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. Jesus, blessed Savior, He's worthy to be praised. From the rising of the sun until the going down of the sun, He's worthy, Jesus is worthy, He's worthy to be praised. Come on, help me sing it. Praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. Jesus, precious Savior, He's worthy to be praised. Let us pray. Gracious and eternal God, our Father, we come, O Lord, realizing that if we had 1,000 tongues, we could not praise You enough. All that You have done, all that You're doing right now, and all that eyes have not yet seen. For that, God, we say thank You. In the season of thanks, Lord, help us to remember to give You glory, honor, and praise. Now, Lord, bless the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart. Let it be acceptable in Your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Bless now the proclamation of Your word. Lord, Your word cannot be preached without Your help. So help me as I stand to preach what thus saith the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I do ask and pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you, musicians. Thank you, choir, for leading us in worship. Thank you, all who are here, for blessing us with Your presence today. I don't want to hold you too long, but I want to call your attention to the passage of Scripture read earlier from the first book of Paul, his letter to the church at Thessalonica, the 5th chapter, verses 16 through 19. Hear now the word of the Lord. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Do not quench the Spirit. The word of God for the people of God. Sisters and brothers, as we prepare this week to celebrate the goodness of God, the blessings of God, and the provisions of God, the message simply says this morning, be thankful. I almost feel like the choir sang my message in that song. Thank you, choir. Brothers and sisters, the Apostle Paul planted the church at Thessalonica during his second missionary journey. But unfortunately, while there, the Jews had harassed Paul and ran him out of town shortly after he started this church. He writes this letter to the Thessalonians soon after leaving town in order to equip those young believers in the basics of the Christian faith and life. In this letter, he assumes his rightful role as leader of this newly formed church family. And he answers some questions, addresses some problems, and he casts a vision for the ultimate plan of God on earth, which is his will. Paul opens this letter with a note of appreciation, thanking God for the strong faith and good reputation of the members of this church. He challenges the believers of this newly formed and founded church to please God in their daily living by avoiding all forms of sin, to love one another, and to live as good Christian citizens in a sinful and dying world. Paul demonstrates the importance of setting examples for those who follow and who may look up to us, keeping in mind the community in which they may live, the opposition they may be encountering, the struggles they may be wrestling with, the hardships they may be facing, and the difficulties they may be dealing with. The spiritually young Thessalonians needed to hear things that Paul did not have to say to other seasoned saints. And Paul understood the necessity of mentoring leaders in this young church. So he selected them and encouraged them all to follow him and to remember the gospel that he preached, the lifestyle that he lived, and the example that he had set while he was there with them. Paul leaves with this church and us the following memorable leadership lessons. The more leaders love people, the easier it is to lead them. A bright and promising future motivates faster than a fond and memorable past. And finally, people can live with a tough today if they believe a better tomorrow is coming. Do I have a witness in here? Paul prepares them for their tomorrow by equipping them today. Paul gets them ready for their future by teaching and mentoring them in their present. And he lets them know that no matter how tough it seems right now, they should thank God because there are better days ahead for this church. There are better days ahead for all of those who hold fast to the faith. There are better days ahead, even in the midst of uncertain times. And there are better days ahead, even when the future seems overshadowed by the dark clouds of present life. Y'all praying with me? Sisters and brothers, the message is still real and still relevant. There are better days ahead for all of those whose faith and hope are in God. We may have to weather some storms in life, but there are better days ahead. It might look bad right now, but there are better days ahead. There may be a few more bumps in the road, but there are better days ahead. If we just keep our hand in the Master's hand and always remember to be thankful, because no matter how it looks right now, God is still in charge and God is still able. Am I right about it? Sisters and brothers, the Thessalonians were in the midst of dark and difficult days in the life of their church. But Paul says to them, in everything give thanks. Oh yes, ingratitude and being unthankful seems to be one of the most crippling spirits that's plaguing families, communities, ministries, and even sometimes the church. People who are not grateful or thankful for what they have been given seem to be everywhere. Am I right about it? And it's this group that handicaps and hinders people from giving God the praises and the glory that he deserves. Because he does deserve to be praised. There is nothing more unnerving to our Heavenly Father and to our earthly parents than ungrateful and unthankful children. Or y'all might as well say amen. Because they have a way of getting under our skin. Is that right? You do all you can to help them out. You go above and beyond the call of parenting. You give them all that they need and more, and somehow children sometimes are still unthankful. But Paul writes, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. I know that's hard to do when you're going through. Isn't that right? That's a hard pill to swallow when you're in trouble. That's a hard thing to master when you can't see your way. That's a difficult dilemma when the doctors say you're sick and you can't get well. I'm sure if Paul were alive today, most of us would have a question. Brother Paul, are we to be thankful in everything? Paul would say yes, in everything. That is a tough request for anybody, even Christians, to be thankful in the good as well as the bad, in happy as well as sad. When the sun is shining on our lives or when it's raining, to be thankful whether we're up or down, Paul said we should still be thankful. Sisters and brothers, one commentator suggests that we are not to thank God for the evil that comes our way, because it's not God's will or God's work that causes the evil, but that we ought to thank God in spite of the evil, in spite of the sorrow or the suffering that it is caused by evil. We ought to thank God because God has the final say. Amen. Sisters and brothers, if this is a difficult chapter in your life, thank God, because it's not the last chapter. If this is a tough phase or stage in your journey, thank God, because it's not the last stage or phase of your journey. God is still writing and God is still working out the final details. Am I right about it? I believe I have at least one witness. Jeremiah, is there anything you have to say? Yes, I do. God told me to write this, for I know the thoughts I have that towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not evil, to give you a future and a hope. Ain't God all right? No matter what, we ought to give God glory and praise for who He is. He is the Lord of all. Am I right about it? If it was anybody else, it would be over, but God is just getting started. If it were anybody else, it might be too tough, but nothing's too hard for God. Am I right about it? He's the Lord when we're in the sunshine and in the rain. He's God when we're on the mountaintop and when we're down in the valley. He's the Lord of hosts in our triumphs and in our trials. He's Jehovah when we succeed and when we fail. He's God anyhow, so no matter what, we ought to give Him some thanks. Because when we're in the valley, when we face our trials, and when we fail, God's got another gear. I tell you, God's got another gear. And that gear is called making a way out of no way. That gear is picking us up when we fall down. That gear is cleaning us up when we get a little dirty. That gear is opening doors that are closed in our face. Ain't God all right? Sisters and brothers, if they wanted to, this church had a very good reason to complain, to gripe, to mope, and to sing the blues. But they kept the faith. They kept on believing that God was at work, no matter what their circumstances were. And they believed He had not forgotten them. They believed like our ancestors believed. And they encouraged themselves, knowing that trouble don't last always. They believed like many of our elders believed. And they strengthened themselves because they knew there is a bright side somewhere. They believed that a better and brighter days were ahead for all those who held on to the faith. They believed as Job did and said, in God's own time, my change will come. The truth is, for some of us, it's rough right now. We can't see our way. Days are dark. Nights are long. Troubles seem many. Friends seem few. And we got more bills than money to play. It might take some doing. And it's not easy, but we ought to thank God anyhow. The songwriter evidently had this in mind when he picked up his pen and wrote hallelujah anyhow. Never let life troubles get you down. When life troubles come your way, hold your head up high and say, hallelujah, anyhow. It does not take much to be ungrateful or unthankful. But it takes a tremendous effort to be thankful in everything. Have you ever been around someone who was unthankful? If you have, you know it has a way of darkening your day. About 6 or 7 years ago, I remember watching some Hurricane Katrina victims. And in spite of their many losses, some of them remain thankful. Am I right about it? Some of them had lost everything. Homes, cars, loved ones. And in some cases, they did not know where their family members were. But somehow, they kept their heads up. That's not to say that they were not hurting. That's not to say that they were not disappointed. And that's not to say that they were not concerned. But in spite of it all, many of them were still grateful. And thank God for the little bit that they had. Sisters and brothers, if we can be thankful during tough times, it's a whole lot easier to be thankful when all is well. If we can be thankful in the midst of life storms, we can give God the glory anytime, anywhere, and under any circumstances. Because the truth is, He's worthy to be praised. Am I right about it? If you're going to be grateful, then the text lets us know we must spend time with God in prayer. Paul writes, we should always pray and not cease. When we pray, God helps us make sense of our suffering. When we pray, God shines the light in the midst of our darkness. When we pray, that's when we draw close to God. And God draws close to us. When we pray, God fills the voids in our life with hope. When we pray, God lifts up what is torn down. When we pray, God is able to mend our broken hearts. And when we pray, our burdens get lighter. Our pathway gets brighter. When we pray, do I have a witness here? People who are close to God in prayer and to whom God is close to have learned to be thankful even in the midst of their disappointments. And they are able to see the lining, the silver lining behind the dark clouds of life. When we pray, God allows us to see the breaking of day. If we just pray, no matter where we are, what we have, what circumstances may be affecting our lives right now, there is always something to be thankful for and something to be grateful for. Sisters and brothers, no matter what may be going on in our lives, this message says to you and me that we ought to be thankful. No matter what conditions are, we should still be thankful for what we have, where we are, and most of all, who we are. The text lets us know whatever and wherever we may find ourselves, God has a hand on it. He may not cause it, but He has a hand on it. It may be difficult to comprehend that God somehow involved in some of our difficult places. But we should be thankful because he's there. He's not a God that leaves us high and dry in the midst of our hardships. He's always right there. And because of that, Paul said all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord. It might look bad right now. It might feel bad right now. But it's working together for our good. So we ought to give him thanks. According to the psalmist, being thankful ought to be automatic for those who gather for worship. That's why he wrote, "Enter his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name." And we ought to do it because he's worthy. Am I right about it? Satan does not want us to see God's possibilities beyond our present pain and disappointments. But we got to learn when times are hard to lift up holy hands. We got to learn when we're going through to give him a shout of praise. We've got to learn when the lights of life go out to say hallelujah. Because no matter what we're going through, God is able. And the truth is, he brought many of us from a mighty long way. And we can say like the psalmist, if it had not been for the Lord on our side, where would we be? For many of us, if it had not been for the Lord on our side, we could be dead, sleeping in our grave. If it had not been for the Lord on our side, we don't know where we would be. For some of us, the hill right and right, through many dangers, toils and snares, we have already come in where the Lord, who better saved us from, and the Lord will lead us home. For some of us, the hero was right. We've seen the lightning flashing, we've heard the thunder roll, we felt sin break a dashing, trying to conquer our soul. But then the voice of Jesus telling us still to fight on. He promised never to leave us, never to leave us alone. So I owe God some thanks for waking me up this morning. Thank you for starting me on my way. Thank you for clothes on my back, shoes on my feet. Thank you, clothed in my right mind, blood running warm in my veins. Thank you, bread on my table. Thank you for a roof over my head. Thank you for a car to drive. Thank you for a reasonable portion of life and a reasonable portion of strength. Thank you for my children and my grandchildren. Thank you for keeping me safe from dangers seen and unseen. Thank you for saving my soul, making me whole. Thank you for never leaving me. Thank you for picking me up, turning me around. Plant my feet on solid ground. Ain't it all right? Ain't it all right? Hey, every now and then we should say, Lord, thank you for the good times. Thank you for the bad. Thank you for the sunshine. Thank you for the rain. Thank you for the ups. Thank you for the down. Thank you for being good. Thank you for looking beyond my faults. Thank you for seeing my knees. Thank you for holding my hand. Thank you for taking me through. Thank you for bringing me through the hills. Thank you for bringing me through trouble. Thank you for being by my side. Ain't it all right? Ain't it all right? Hey, Paul tells us to be thankful, because thankfulness leads to gratitude. Gratitude leads to praise, and praise takes us into the presence of the Almighty. And in the presence of the Lord, there's fullness of joy. Y'all know about joy, don't you? The kind of joy the world can't give and the world can't take away. Ain't it all right? Ain't it all right? Thank you, Brother Paul, for writing these words. Give thanks in every circumstance. But thank you, Brother David, for letting us know weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. And letting us know you've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor their seed begging bread. Thank you, Brother Isaiah, for letting us know they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. It shall mount up with wings as an eagle. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Thank you, Isaiah, for letting us know no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Ain't it all right? Thank you. Thank you, Jesus, for letting us know. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I'm going away to prepare bread, but I'm coming back. I'm coming back. Ain't it all right? Say it. Yeah. Thank you, Lord, for letting us know you'll never leave or forsake us. Thank you, Lord, for letting us know you didn't come to be served, but you came to serve and give your life a ransom for many. Did he do it one Friday evening? They stretched him wide. They hung him high. And he died. He died for the sins of the world. He died to bring the world of darkness. He died that we might have life. They laid him in a borrowed tomb. It was borrowed because he wouldn't need it, Lord. And early Sunday morning, he got up with open being worthy to be praised. The psalmist said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Ain't he all right? Ain't he all right? Ain't he all right? Ain't he all right? Won't he come see about you? Won't he look at you? Ain't he good? Why should we praise him? Because before Jesus, when men and women were born in darkness, lived in darkness, and died in darkness. Before Jesus, there was a wall of separation between God and all of humanity. Before Jesus, there was no hope beyond the grave. But because of him, life reigns supreme to all of those who will accept him as their Lord and Savior. The doors of the church are open. Is there one today?